Let's switch up in the key of E. It's Sunday night, and there are Christians present. But on the key of E, sovereign key of the people. Didn't you hear Gamble Rogers? Where were you, Marty? Wake up. You know Marty Schumann? Good banjo player, but he's slow. Ready? Yeah. Listen, you folks, you know this song, so join, sing along with us. Gee whiz, you know? We're not going to get out of this world alive anyway. We know you folks, but be real this time. Ready? Well, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Well, anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Play it again, Marty, while I wake up these people over on the left.
Well, sanctified and holy, I shall not be moved.
I
don't remember any more verses.
So I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I said I shall not be moved.
Once knew a lady named Virginia. She did not even like Tim DeMas. Tim, I don't know if you haven't met Tim DeMas. He's a chicken plucker from Worcester, Ohio, who somehow got down here to Florida. But this lady named Virginia didn't even like Tim, and Tim is lovable. Everybody loves Tim.
Yeah. It's true that I am. Of course, I generally try to supplement that with a bottle of bourbon or some such thing.
But you've all heard the song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. This little variation of that called, They'll Have to Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Well, I once loved a girl named Virginia. She told me I was perfect as could be. So I married her and 5 minutes later, she was changing all the things wrong with me. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone.
Begin, Mark.
All my drinking and my gambling, at least all that she could see and hear. I wish that she could see me now in this bar room, winning $10 for chug-a-lugging beer. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Now fishing is a thing that she despises, and hunters, they drive her up a wall. She thinks all card players ought to be executed, and that's why Virginia's got no friends at all. And they'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone.
See if they'll wait. From the ridiculous to the sublime. I've had several requests to do several songs, but the one that I liked was a thing called The Eyes of the Hawk. Ah, thank you. You see, the Cherokee Indians believe that the Great Spirit lives in the body of the eagle. And when the ranchers out in southwest Texas were killing eagles, it just distressed the Cherokees something fierce. But this song, I know I can't. I want to come back in the next life as a hawk. You know, I know I can't be an eagle, but a hawk. You ever see them, you know, they fly around. They're not scared of anybody or anything. A hawk will attack an eagle, you know. A hawk, I've seen them, they fly up on a limb right beside you and they just stare at you and they say, "I'll take you on, Buster." You know? A hawk. So if the Great Spirit lets people come back with other lives, I'm going to put in my order to come back as a hawk. Marty going to play with us or not?
The one with all the strings was out of tune, so we went to get the one with just five on it.
Well, I'd like to find a hillside where no man has ever been, and live with the eagles again. I can't be an eagle, so a skyhawk will do. I'll try to be an eagle until I am through. I'll fly with the hawks way up in the sky, where there's no need to talk and no reason to cry. But if you ever need me, just take a country walk, and I'll be staring at you from the eyes of the hawk will fly over the mountains, the valleys, the streams. We'll fly over you some night in your dreams. If you've something to tell me, you don't have to talk. Just stare out your window into the eyes of the hawk. And if you grow weary of what the world's coming to, remember I'm up here circling, watching over you. And if you ever need me, just take a country walk. I'll be staring at you from the eyes of the hawk. Well, I'm still on the hillside where no man has ever been. I'm living with the eagles again. I'm still just a skyhawk. There's too much to undo, but I'll keep trying to be an eagle until I am through.
Is Will McLean here? Will McLean's going to come up and play a little harp with us for a few minutes. You know Will, don't you? One of the greatest human beings around. He may be ugly on the outside, but he's beautiful inside.
He wouldn't let me play harmonica behind him on the Eyes of the Hawk because he said I had too much supper at Lane and Shirley's today.
It's a little thing about an encounter Will's grandfather had with a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. You got your A harp with you? Anybody know where Gulf Hammock is? All right. We were up here about a month ago, and the fellow was saying that wild hog is a symbol of evil and man's triumph over evil. And Will says, no, it's just a hog. Sound right? Okay. Well, there's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful touches, dark's brown, yellow sand. It was on one summer's evening, pretty near setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tow the gun. Well, there he stood, his red eyes gleaming, slobber running down his jaw. I never seen a sight so fearful, chill me to my very maw. Cause there's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful touches, dark brown and yellow sand. Marty. There's a little indecision up here. Sometimes at night I gets to thinking, and the shivers cold my spine. I walks out into the moonlight, that old hawk still on my mind. 'Cause there he stood, them red eyes gleaming, slobber running down his jaw. I never seen a sight so fearful, chill me to my very maw. 'Cause there's a wild hawk engulfing up, I don't wish on a man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark brown and yellow sand. Dark brown and yellow sand, wild hawk.
The harp was a little bit out of key with the guitar, and that's why I ain't playing. Okay.
We've had anybody out there got a capo for Will's harp?
We've had another request for a song that Will wrote. I hope you don't mind. Will had his time up here on stage, you know. You know, actually, we ought to tell him just sit down, you know, it's our turn.
That's right.
But actually, you know, Will's a good friend. I don't want to offend him. He might turn on me. Now, this is a beautiful song Will wrote about Chief Osceola's last words. We've had a couple of requests for it. In a dungeon deep in St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat cried, "Oh chief, I beg you go with me and stand against our mortal foe." Then Osceola raised his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die." Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters take the Seminole, where no white men can invade, to leave you lying dead and cold. I shall not live among such evil men who mock the sign of truce, his flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name shall be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they must never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain. Upon this blessed blood-stained flowered land, to fight and fight again. Such evil men who mock the sign of truce, his flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name shall be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they must never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain. Upon this blessed blood-stained flowered land, to fight and fight again.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Will, for writing a song like that. We're going to end up with a song here. We did it last night, but we've had several people ask us to do it again, and I'm not proud, and I'm not tired of doing it. It's a little thing I wrote about when I went over to Waldo to catch a train to Miami, and they said it don't stop here anymore. And I have a low irritation point, you know. So I went home and wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special, Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore.
There's a train there again now, by the way.
You might notice that.
So if any of y'all want trains in your backyard, you know who to call.
You didn't tell them about the time I hit my thumb with a hammer and I was dancing all around. All of a sudden, this hurricane and rainstorm came through. Cherokees have some useful purposes, you know.
Oh, before he gets into this thing, I'd like to tell you something that the Cherokee Nation did him the honor of making Don Grooms an eagle. I just thought you might like to know.
Well, the greatest train that ever run down American railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing the baby back. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the door. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She hauled orange and she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles way back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. See the old smokestack ablaze and watch your big steel drivers rope. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Do you, Tim?
That's never given me a break on the Orange Blossom Special. What's he do? Wait till he's got 5,000 people in the stadium, and then he does.
We're gonna fix you, white skins.
The hell of a way to get back.
Ah, let's see, where were we? Now people line the railroad track, watch the OBS go by. She made grown men shiver and little babies cry. She shook the ground around small towns 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all of them Florida towns to the sights of New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the cold. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Well, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad line. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad line. That's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Marty, shoot. Get some sand in my shoes. Yes, I'm going down to Florida. Gonna get some sand in my shoes. Ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Thank you. I said, talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. I said, talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. She's that orange blossom special, rolling down the seaboard line. Do it again, Marty. Look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Oh yeah, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Set the greatest train that ever run down American railroad. Well, now the Amtrak's got her. She's diesel to the core. And that orange blossom special don't stop Waldo anymore. Oh, the orange blossom special don't stop Waldo anymore.
Thank you very much. We've enjoyed the Folk Festival this week. We hope you enjoy it again tomorrow.
Y'all have been real fine. You must be dedicated to be here still.
Well, I bet you think I'm going to let you go home now, but I'm not. We might just as well stay just the shank of the evening to close us out. And before I do, if Mary Bonk and her husband are still in the audience, I want to speak to them before they go. But anyway, the last one, last but not least, the great New Sand Mountain Wildcats from down Lutes Way. And they're still awake and raring to go.
It's sort of amazing that anybody's here. On the other hand, it's sort of amazing anybody left, you know.
It's all amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really, they're hidden in the bushes. Anyway, we're glad you're here. Somebody asked, are we a fictitious group, the New Sand? No, we're fictitious as individuals, but as a group, we have a real background. I was born in Alabama.
Yeah.
There's an echo. I was born in Alabama up near Sand Mountain, and there was a group of old-timers up there, some of whom are still alive, called the Sand Mountain Wildcats. And
is this song?
And a man was mentioned earlier who wrote Grandma's Feather Bed, and his name is Jim Connor, and he is probably the best banjo frailer in the country. He's the first banjo player I ever saw in my life, and I got this song from him and the original Sand Mountain Wildcats. We call ourselves the New Sand Mountain Wildcats. When they all go away, we'll drop the new, you know. But by then, we'll be old.
These, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's some old woman lordy in this town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that a one would die and quit telling me lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's my heart. Been all around this whole wide world, gal, I just got back today. Saving all my money, babe, I spend it all on you. What more can a poor boy do? Well, it's some old woman, lordy, in this town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that a woman would die and quit telling big old lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's mighty hard.
Thank you very much. Occasionally, we're fortunate enough to actually create a song out of a group like ours. And at the songwriting end of the continuum, I'm real proud to introduce you to my buddy Ernie Williams on the banjo. And Ernie has been getting pretty much into writing music and notes and words lately. And this next song is called Gypsy Joe. And he wrote it together with a lady named Renee Ashley. Ernie did the music, and Renee wrote the words. And it's a real pretty tune. If you listen to the tones, they're kind of interesting and strange and melodious, and the words create really neat images. It's called Gypsy Joe.
Rob thought of everything he could say about the song, and they still aren't done tuning.
You folks are giddy.
I don't know what you guys said while I was gone, you know? But I liked it when I came and everybody was laughing. That's good.
He still wasn't into it.
Gypsy Joe, some folks say cheat you if he can. Secret pockets in his seams, velvet patches on his jeans. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. Gypsy Joe.
Big black horse and yellow dog, painted wagon through the fog. Like a thunderstorm, he haunts a mountain land. Don't know what his potion's for, better lock your daughter's door. Here comes that sulky, surly mountain medicine. Dawn, he comes to town. You hear rumors he's around. All the girls put glitter in their hair. Long and lean and full of fight. Eyes like moonstones in the night. Don't think twice and drink his potion if you dare. Gypsy Joe. Some folks say he'll cheat you if he can. Secret pockets in his seams, velvet patches on his jeans. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man. He's that sulky, surly mountain medicine man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'd like to ask a friend of ours to come up here and join us for this next song. This is a sometimes wild cat, Jim Strickland.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, if you have been looking in your program, Jim Strickland is the armadillo farmer. Many people imagine that Darylin Caudill is the armadillo. But this is not the case. It's Jim Strickland.
Darylin eats armadillo.
Very good. This next song we're going to do for you is... a song that was originally recorded by some women from the mountains called Hazel and Alice. Some of you may be familiar with some of their songs. And this particular song is called The Sweetest Gift, and although Mother's Day has passed, we'd like to dedicate this song to all of our mothers.
It's Jim Strickland. I'm sorry. Jim Strickland, by the way, is one of our fictitious friends. And he actually does work on an armadillo farm.
He really does.
And the purpose of doing this is... See, you probably wonder about armadillo farms. Armadillos are very uptight by nature. They're very nervous creatures. And they get real tense, and they get like these little shells all over their bodies. It's just like they get really uptight, you know? So Jim Strickland puts each of the armadillos on a leash. This is true. Hey, now, this is true. He walks each of the armadillos each day, gives it a little rub down, and tickles it.
It's late at night.
The armadillos on Jim's farm are all very soft and malleable.
They have no shell.
Florida folk tale.
Oh.
It was a halo sent down from heaven, the sweetest gift of mine. Mother smile.
A traditional mountain tune. This is gives Ernie a chance to show you some more of his frailing banjo. And this is a song that was from the mountains. It's called Charmin' Betsy.
Again, Westville gal, remember me. Hey, rich gals that drive big old Cadillac car, poor gals that do quite the same.
Yes, sir.
My gal, she drives an old T-model Ford, but we get there just the same.
Woo-ha! She be coming around the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. Coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. If I never see you again, Westville gal, remember me.
Come on, Ernie.
Them rich gals that live in big old brick houses, poor gals that are quite the same.
Yes, sir.
My gal lives way down the Birmingham jail, but it's a brick house just the
same. She'd be coming around the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. Coming around the mountain, Coralie.
Poor thing.
If I never see you again, Miss Legal, remember me.
Come on, Ernie.
Gals, they wear that fine French perfume. Poor gals, they do quite the same.
My gal, she never wears no perfume at all, but you can smell her on her just the same.
She'd be coming around the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. Coming around the mountain, Coralie.
Well, thing.
If I never see you again, well, this little gal, remember me.
Pick one, boy.
Rich gals, they wear those fine silk clothes. Poor gals, they do quite the same.
My gal, she hardly wears anything at all, but it's a brick house just the same.
She be come around the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. Come around the mountain, Coralie.
Okay.
If I never see you again, well, it's the gal, remember.
Okay, we'd like to do one last song for you. It's called The Southbound Passenger Train. It's going to Birmingham, Alabama.
As long as we're standing here, we might as well introduce ourselves. To my right,
with me,
Shelly Yeager. Personal hands for each and every one. Our illustrious bass player here is Rob Levine. Our magnificent guitar player is Bill Dudley.
Thank you.
And on banjo, we have Ernie Williams. My name is Daryl and Caudill, and we're all from Lutz, Florida.
Well, that's not really true. You know, Bill, he's from down there.
No, Bill lives in Tampa. But he's always in Lutz.
I used to live in Lutz.
All aboard!
Gonna ride,
gonna ride.
Find me all night,
southbound, southbound,
get
the train.
I'm gonna buy me a ticket just as long as my arm.
Gonna ride that train, baby, all night long.
Gonna ride,
gonna ride.
Find me all night,
southbound,
southbound,
get the train.
Until I hear that old conductor say, all out for Birmingham. Got a letter from a doll babe that lives in Birmingham. Babe, way down in Birmingham.
Well, she's so